Carter Rudin is a member of the Beulah Blazers 4-H Club here at Hanson County 4-H Achievement Days. He's been a member for 6 years, and Carter, thanks for visiting with us today. What got you started in 4-H?
I've gotten started with my livestock and all my projects that I've been doing over the years.
Which is your favorite?
Probably my livestock.
And I understand that you're showing some crossbred sheep. How do you get them selected for which animal you're going to show in the arena?
So you got to look how their structure is in general. You want their feet to have a nice set to them. You want their chest to be big. You want them to be finished. You don't want them to be big. You want them to be finished, and you don't want them to have too much access on them.
So what are the judges looking for when you're in the ring?
They're looking for your feet placement. They're looking for the sheep being structurally built and have enough on them to where there's not as much as you want there to be.
What's the most challenging part of showing sheep?
Getting their feet set is the most challenging part because sometimes they will like to move, and you want them to have that nice long body. You don't want them to have short and stocky.
And so how often do you work with your sheep leading up to achievement days?
You should probably work with them around each day, probably around 20, 25 minutes a day.
And I see you've done some woodworking projects and other things. Tell us about the cornhole set you made.
So the cornhole set was my uncle. He wanted one done, so I said I'd make one for 4-H. He made my frame out of 2x4s and made my frame and wood burned it, took a torch and made it have that finished look, and then I sealed it up. And then I had a 1.5-inch plywood. I painted all up and sealed it. So.
And I see you also constructed a bench, and you did that kind of freestyle. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that was kind of a last-minute deal. I wanted to do another project, so this bench was kind of easy. I just took some more 2x4s and wood-burned it a lot and sealed it up and had a bench.
And you also made a toy truck.
Yeah, my brother actually wanted a wooden toy truck made, so I made him a little toy truck out of 1x6s and 2x10s. So.
And I see you've been busy in the kitchen, too, with some baking. What did you bake this year?
I made oatmeal monster cookies and a poppy seed bread. So
where did you get the recipe for your monster cookies?
My mother and my grandma.
Are those your favorite cookies?
Yeah.
And you're doing some photography. What did you photograph this year?
When I went to Washington, D.C., I had some pictures of the Washington Monument. And I also took a picture of some tractors on our farm.
And what excites you about Achievement Days?
Just the experience in general, being able to show off your sheep and being able just to have the experience.
Carter, one final question. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I would tell them the experience and being able to learn these life skills. It's all life skills in here.
Carter Rudin of the Beulah Blazers 4-H Club joins us here at Hanson County 4-H Achievement Days.